This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I don't know. I've got lunch already with you, and I don't know if I should if I should push the envelope.
Oh, push it, baby. I'm much more confident in this.
So we'll definitely bet Celtics-Lakers when it happens.
Let's go.
Okay, fair enough. I'll tell you what. Some people bet on themselves, and it pays off. Jamar Chase, apparently, I mean, I don't know. Apparently, their owner says that they're going to pay him for what he deserves.
Well, We've heard that guy before.
Yeah, right, that guy's cheap.
Pump the brakes a bit.
Yeah, that guy's cheap. He's not going to pay anybody what they're worth. He's going to pay you what he thinks worth. And Jamar Chase is going to go, no.
Yeah, about a dollar. Saquon Barkley, though, man, right? Like, what a turn of events for running backs, let alone just this running back. Because you could talk about where his career was, where it went, where it's headed. Canton, I think. I'm pretty sure about that. But running backs 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we were having the conversation like, oh, they just don't get paid. They don't get paid. And it's like, oh, running backs aren't part of the game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, the research. Well, it's cyclical. Right? Everything is cyclical, right?
You know, fullbacks will be relevant again in like 10 years.
Of course. Right? Defenses are starting to be relevant again in the NFL. Scoring is lower. Defenses are better, right?
And I heard a real hot take from Colin yesterday as he said defensive tackles should start seeing more money than defensive edge rushers because when you're a freak pressured athlete like that, you bring more to the table.
Well, I think every defensive end has been paid already, though. So now you're going to see the defensive tackles start
and
to get paid, right?
They were talking more so about the guy in Dallas that got paid yesterday.
The guy that nobody knew until yesterday?
I guess that's just being... I don't know. I couldn't even say his name. Still can't.
I'd never heard of that guy until yesterday.
And I know that a lot of people hadn't because his little minion, Coward's little minion, J-Mac.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I hope I say this name right. So, like, I knew.
A lot of people don't know.
But judging that guy is a little bit, you know, that's a little much
J-Mac and nude.
Yeah.
So Saquon got an extension yesterday. Highest paid running back in the game.
Yep.
Who's the best running back in football? Is it Saquon? Because we had this conversation way back in like September, would you rather have Saquon or Derrick Henry? And it was, you know, the ties that bind. Like there was a little bit of, God, Derrick Henry's really good still.
And Saquon has had that injury history all those years, you know?
And then he did the reverse hurdle and it was over.
And it was over. And everybody fell in love with Saquon and he became the guy and everybody forgot about Christian McCaffrey and everything that he's been doing
on
the football field.
Well, he went to Germany to fix his leg.
never came back, I don't think, right?
Allegedly.
Is he back? Do we know?
He's back. He'll be back next year and he'll have 1,200 yards. He'll have, 900 receiving, 40 touchdowns, and everybody will take him ninth in the first round of the draft.
And then next year he'll be hurt in 2027. Yeah. 26 he'll be hurt. 25 Correct. He'll play, 26 we won't see him, and then we'll probably never hear from him
again.
But
the two things that I think that prove it is you look at what Saquon Barkley did, and he was one of the, if not the key asset to that team getting over the hump and winning the Super Bowl.
I will say he's the reason why, not in that game, but he's the reason why the Eagles were able to get to the Super Bowl. He was the big difference maker in that team this year.
Yeah, and Matthew Stafford couldn't complete the job.
Right.
But gets paid. That's an unnecessary shot. But either way, Saquon Barkley last year did exactly what you have to do, which is either sad or really, you know, awesome for a running back. Like, you have to go out there and damn near rush for a league record rushing yards just to be like, yeah, we'll extend you.
Right.
Jahmyr Gibbs will have to go out and do Saquon stuff to get that next big, massive contract that Saquon just got. Like, he may not play his full career in Detroit. Like, he may become a – because I think Jahmyr Gibbs is the next best running back in football. And I know that might be a hot take, but I think it's Saquon. I think it's Jahmyr Gibbs.
And he may go somewhere else because Detroit may not want to pay him.
The reason Saquon didn't get paid in New York, they didn't have an offensive line. So, like, we're not going to put a lot of money in this asset that we're not going to be able to actually use. You can go try to get paid somewhere else. Who paid him? A team with an offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And it immediately made everybody better. That Philadelphia team was – I mean, I know Detroit, Minnesota were good, but look at who finished where.
But you and I had said midseason we thought Philadelphia was the best team in the NFC. That's not hindsight. We were kind of calling that one early on, you know?
Detroit, because Detroit and what they'd done with all their injuries. But like
injuries, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you look at Philadelphia, and who all did Saquon Barkley make better? Like, I would say that he made Jalen Hurts a lot better.
Oh, sure he did, yeah. Because look at the way the passing game worked in the Super Bowl, because everybody thought they were going to run the football, and they didn't, and Jalen Hurts was on fire that day.
I would also say that he made those receivers better.
No doubt.
And I know I'm not taking any shade at Devonta Smith or A.J. Brown. They're both freaks in their own regard. Smith's getting older in the league, getting better. He's probably now wide receiver one in Philadelphia. I don't even know if A.J. Brown's going to be back with Philadelphia next year.
He may go read at the library.
Well, he's interested in a lot of teams with A.J. Brown.
Patriots are making calls.
Big time. And
Patriots are calling everybody.
They got money.
And they got a quarterback they trust.
Yep.
And they got a brand new head coach. It's a red ass. It's right away.
Hell yeah.
So, he is right. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to watch that New England thing kind of from afar. But what's going to happen now is that he got paid, Saquon Barkley did. Now we're going to start to see owners start to panic a little bit and probably give out bad contracts to running backs, because that's what happens at this time.
Okay.
You know, like that. That's what happens. We start to get that peer pressure. Like, we saw it with the quarterbacks. First of all, that's where it started, with the quarterbacks. Okay, you paid the good ones, and then, you know, the other ones start to get paid as well that don't deserve to get paid, like the Tuas and that.
Though what's different is quarterbacks are paid on promise and running backs are paid on proven.
Yes, and that's why you don't pay running backs, because they've already done it, right? Like, and they're old and they're washed up, and it happens fast in the NFL. So you're going to see some bad contracts over the next couple of years. I guarantee it, passed out to running backs in this league. The good news is I don't know that the Chiefs are going to fall for that. And what I mean by that is...
They want a veteran.
Yeah, right. Well, they're not going to fall for that because they didn't get in the wide receiver money game, right? The only real money game they've gotten into has been with the quarterback, and everybody else, you know, Chris Jones, yes, mm-hmm. Travis Kelce, they're in a different category, but they don't get caught up in chasing the wide receivers or chasing the running backs for money. And so I think it's very important, if that's going to be their mindset, and that's the mindset they showed us, right? They said, we're not paying Tyreek Hill, who's one of the best. We're just going to draft, and we're going to go with our young guys. And I think that's the way they're going to look at this running back position, because Isaiah Pacheco is not getting paid. We've said that for years. The minute I saw him, I go, best of luck in your next 4 years, because you ain't getting a fifth in Kansas City anyway. And so he's not going to get paid. The Chiefs have shown they're not going to spend that kind of money. So I do think it's imperative to go out there and either draft or undrafted rookie free agent every year at the wide receiver and running back position. So you're always kind of keeping that arsenal young, fresh, and ready to go, where you don't have to get into a situation like the Cincinnati Bengals are in, or the Eagles were in, where you're overpaying for some of these guys that aren't ultimately going to live up to their end. So I wouldn't be surprised going forward if every offseason now we either see drafted or undrafted free agents, whether it be a running back or a wide receiver for this team.
I still stand on my business that I said, 3 days after the Super Bowl loss, that they need to go draft an elusive running back.
Yep.
It didn't take a lot of research, and now it's getting a lot of legs. But like I said that, I don't know how quickly, and this isn't like, oh, look at me, but it's like that's what I saw in the NFL last year. For guys in here that watch a ton of NFL,
mm-hmm.
I watched quarterback play elevate with a dynamic running back.
And then that's the way it's supposed to be. Like, but we got away from that over the last 15 years or so.
Every contender but the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And Minnesota.
Every contender.
Well, they had Herschel Walker.
Minnesota, I wouldn't consider that contender, but fine if you want to consider them.
You wouldn't? They were 14-3.
But come on, go back to hindsight. After week 16, you were not picking them.
So it took the whole season.
Yeah, but before the playoffs, you weren't considering them a contender.
Absolutely. You're in the playoffs. Everybody who's in the playoffs as a contender.
No.
The Giants have won the Super Bowl as the worst seed in the thing.
Seed, yeah.
It happens. It does. It absolutely does happen.
Very rare.
But Minnesota, they just got cold at the wrong time. But they were absolutely still a contender with the way that they played all season long.
But you look at, like you said, like the running, and that's the thing that's even that double down on this sort of year, is that now you're starting to see that you know, some people are saying this is the worst draft class ever. This is, you know, there's not a lot of buzz in this draft class. There's a lot of teams, like, the free agency's not as big. Like, we're talking Myles Garrett and Chris Godwin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean,
Myles Garrett isn't even a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, like, Deebo Samuel moved the needle the most we've seen it be moved in the free agency more than it was Stafford. Like, I think we were all more like, whoa, when Deebo went to Washington than we were like, Stafford staying in L.A.? Damn it. It was more so like, eh, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you look at this draft, 15 to 20 running backs in this draft could be franchise sort of running backs moving forward. And there's a lot of big college name running backs. Whereas, like, normally the draft is, oh, there's a bunch of defensive ends. There's a few receivers that could be, you know, big time guys. Mm-hmm. And there's 3 to 4 quarterbacks. That ain't it this year. This year, it's there's 15 solid running backs. Chiefs have a third round pick that's early. Go get you one. Go get you a veteran. I'm not saying they need to go get Aaron Jones, who's going to get the most money out of all the veterans. Go get you one. And go kind of mimic that Detroit style in football. Go. I'm not saying they're going to get Jahmyr Gibbs, so please don't put a words in my mouth sort of thing here on anywhere that listens. But, like, go get somebody that can do that. Get somebody that can be outside, throw it, because you know Andy Reid's still not going to be a run-heavy guy. But, again, you're fixing your offensive line. Your interior line should be able to run block. If you have an elusive running back that could, because that's not Isaiah Pacheco. He's a ground and pound.
Mm-hmm.
But a guy that could be a, you know, a little squirt.
What Clyde Edwards-Helaire was supposed to
be. Yeah. Then all of a sudden that run blocking looks good.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that guy's getting more yards on the ground. You look at Josh Allen's MVP year. Had a lot of help from Cook.
And that's okay. And that's what makes a good football
team. You look at Jared Goff. Had a lot of help from his dynamic duos, right?
Yeah.
You look at Jaden Daniels. I bet when he goes back and looks at his year, he's like, damn, I'm pretty damn glad I had Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson Jr.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, it works.
Sure.
You gotta find one. But, again, like, there's so many in this draft, and, like, you're seeing where the NFL's, like, mini renaissance has happened. Baseball, we talk about it with, like, youth and pitch clock and ghost runners. But in football, it's like maybe that running back that's, like, starting to come more about, because before it was like, oh, yeah, go get a skilled set running back. Christian McCaffrey was like the only guy.
Yeah, but if you're going to do that and go with the running back, I still can't spend money on a running back in free agency. You don't have to draft that guy.
You can, because you've done it with Samaje Perine and Jerick McKinnon.
But that's not spending money. That's going out and getting a guy who has nowhere else to go, and you pay him the league minimum to come here.
To be a veteran that can block and get that that 2 to 4 yard rush up the middle.
Yeah.
Like, that, you need that.
You need that guy. But if you're going out for that big name running back or that big style running back, you got to get that guy through the draft. You can't go out, if you're the Chiefs, spend money on wide receivers and running backs and free agency. That is fool's gold. You will never, ever, ever get that return on your investment. And they're paying Saquon Barkley because he won him a Super Bowl. I mean, that's the what have you done for me tax right there for them.
He broke the NFL rushing record.
But he's getting paid for what he did, not for what he's
going to
do.
Yeah.
And that's where you run in. Like, if you're the Chiefs and you're looking free agency, and let's just say Jahmyr Gibbs is a free agent, you're not going to get out of Jahmyr Gibbs what you would pay him in the free agent market. He'll never live up to that kind of level of money because it's just impossible to do so. So that's why you don't spend that money in free agency. That's why you don't win the Super Bowl in March. We talk about it all the time. The people who win March, they never are contenders. Dallas wins March seemingly every year, and they haven't done anything in 30 years. So if you want to get a running back, I'm all for that. I totally agree. Draft that guy. Get that young guy in here that has no wear and tear, that's making the league minimum, that you don't have an investment in, and then continue to do that in every draft or undrafted free agent period moving forward. Always go out there and try to find the next, stay young, stay fresh, stay healthy at that running back spot. And the same with the wide receiver position as well. You've got to go out there and try to fix that. And I think you can fix that through the draft. Not fix, that's a bad term to use, but make it better, you know, grow that position. You can do that through the draft as well, because that's where all the good wide receivers the Chiefs have are coming from right now.
Yeah, I don't think we're on a different page.
No.
I'm saying that, but this year I would rather them, instead of being like, oh, they found Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh,
Get somebody in the third.
Get that guy.
Sure, I'm not against that. Yeah.
Right.
But fix that left tackle spot first. I mean, that still needs to be the ultimate goal for this team, and I still don't know where the help of that left tackle spot is going to come from.
They also cut Saquon's cap hit in half this year, and they did that right before every other running back's going to get paid. I thought it was kind of pretty good thinking from Howie Roseman, not just for winning the Super Bowl, but just, hey, I'm going to screw everyone else over on the running back market right now.
Well, there's a reason why it's him and Veach that are at the top of the GM chain.
They understand what to do. They don't fall in love with players. They do what's best for the team, and that's the way that I've always kind of operated. I'm like, all right, we're not going to fall in love with these players, because when you do, then you make bad decisions. You make terrible financial decisions. You cripple your roster, and then you're like John Dorsey, and you're looking for a job because you're overspending and you're in cap hell. You can't can't spend erroneous money in free agency on running backs and wide receivers. You have to go draft those guys.
At least some of the schools are closed.
Closed.
Damn.
Wow.
So is Blue Springs.
Wow. The Missouri side seemingly was worse today, I think, than the Kansas side. I was looking at one of those weather maps, and it was all colored in on the Missouri side, but not so much on the Kansas side. Yeah. So,
Lee Summit, Liberty, Park Hill, Blue Springs, all closed.
How about that?
So it says Park Hill's closed. Another day stuck at home with critters.
You mean kids and loved ones, right?
Well, we had an 816. It was like, remind folks to check the MoDOT travel map and wherever Kansas is to just check your travel map.
Yeah, you have to look out there. Just, you know, kind of figure out where you're going to go with with the road saying just go slow. I have not heard anything about the Kansas side being canceled. Again, we were in a 2-hour delay when the show started this morning. Blue Valley, Olathe, and I'm sure Shawnee Mission as well, because my wife went back to sleep. So I'm sure they have a 2-hour delay. But Missouri side's closed. Kansas has a 2-hour delay. The roads were okay again this morning as we kind of talk through this, and you know, news is starting to trickle in and what's going on out there. The roads were okay. You just got to drive a little bit slower out there. Use two hands today. You will get blown on the roads. I mean, back and forth like that a little bit, so use two hands on the wheel. But other than that, I think you should be good and get to work and everything on time. I understand, though, why the schools are a little bit closed, because if they have a parking lot like ours was today, Dusty, a lot of kiddos are going to be sliding all over the place needing stitches.
Yeah. Which you can spend a lot of time in the garage, which I think Mac was in the garage for quite a bit last night with the with the Cam Ward stuff. So Cam Ward number one?
Well, no. I mean, that's what the Giants are saying right now. They're going to trade up for that number one pick, and they're going to take Cam Ward. And I don't know if that's the right answer. I don't know if he's the best quarterback out there in the draft. It feels like a safe pick to me, the Giants taking Cam Ward. Like, they're like, fine, we'll just take Cam Ward. He seems the safest. He's not going to bring a circus sideshow with him. We know he's got some pretty good talent, and we need a quarterback. I think if the Giants take him, as long as they pair him with a veteran that's really good, that's been around the block, like Aaron Rodgers, they would be okay. Like, I don't think you can draft Cam Ward and expect him to come in and start right away. I still think the Giants need to go out there and get that veteran guy. And Sam Darnold's a free agent now, too, because nobody franchised him yesterday.
He was in TGL last night watching Tiger Woods with Josh Allen.
But okay, the Josh Allen thing is very interesting. Ben Maller brought this up this morning. Where are all the Bills players at this bachelor party? They were all like dudes from other teams.
Really?
Go look at the bachelor party list. It's like one guy from the Bills was at that thing.
No,
right?
Deion Dawkins or anything?
No, we'll get to him a little bit later.
Yeah, I mean, that's just people that went to TGL.
Yeah, like, but apparently Josh Allen doesn't get along with his teammates. Clearly the teammates don't like Josh Allen. There's a lot of scuttlebutt going on there. They didn't want to go to his bachelor party. It's all guys from other teams. Josh Allen, you know, he doesn't resonate with his teammates up there in Buffalo. That's why they don't. Are we going to start that, right?
Yep. His wife, Haley's annoying. They don't like her.
They don't like her. Yep. Yeah.
How many guys in the Chiefs went to like Mahomes?
I have no idea, but this is all of them went, right? But none of the Bills went to Josh Allen's bachelor party. They don't like Josh Allen. I think you just go from A to B. You just draw that straight line and you get it done.
Well, maybe he could be the veteran in New York to help Cam Ward.
Could be. Yeah. If the Giants were smart, they would trade for Josh Allen.
That's right.
Right? Get him back with Brian Daboll, right? Come on now. What's it going to take?
What is it going to take?
If you're Buffalo and they call, I mean, are you like Veach with someone? Because people do call about Mahomes. I know that for a fact. And you just hang up, right? Yeah. What would you do, though, if you're Buffalo and the Giants called? Would you listen, or is it the same reaction? No. You just hang up.
Hang up.
Yeah, you hang up, right? Yeah.
There's four quarterbacks that hang up immediately, and it's Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and Lamar.
Lamar. Yeah.
Other than that, we're having a conversation. Like, if somebody called Jim Harbaugh and said, all right, buddy, Jim, what do you think you'd give up for Herbert? He'd be like, oh, man, if he was a worm and had arms and machine guns, birds would be scared.
Yeah.
But let me tell you.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Mm-hmm. Like, but he's also the guy be like, oh, geez, you got four number ones in that package? You bet you
that's
did.
It. You do it for four ones, huh?
For Herbert?
Yeah. I mean, probably.
I'm playing the role of the Chargers right now. Four number ones? Hell no.
Yeah, I need more, and I want a good young player. Yeah. Malik Nabers.
Would you trade your pick right now? If you're the Giants, let's say you're the Giants, you traded and you moved up to one. Would you trade the number one pick in Malik Nabers to the Chargers right now for Justin Herbert?
Yes.
I wouldn't have a problem with that trade at all.
No.
at all.
You wouldn't trade the number one overall pick in Neighbors? Is that it?
The number one overall pick this year plus Malik Neighbors for Justin Herbert. That's the trade.
I'm all in.
I'm all in on that too.
Yep. No, because nobody's going to throw to Herbert or to Neighbors. Like that's
we'll get a we'll get someone. We'll get a Godwin
in Charger land. You're talking about the, Daniel Jones is available. I mean, you want a playoff winning quarterback? Daniel Jones is your guy.
I mean, I guess you go get Sam Darnold, have him throw to Malik Neighbors, and then we'll see what Harbaugh says about Darnold. The guy's got a head that even a halo could fit on.
I mean, it's a huge downgrade, I would imagine, if you go to Sam Darnold, but you get the number one overall pick, you get Carter.
I don't know. I don't think I'd do it.
You got Malik Neighbors.
Well, if that trade ever did happen, somebody has to break it. One of those people that would break it is Rappaport or Schefter. So we go to our poll every week. We do it on Wednesday.
But the poll doesn't say that. So we got to change the poll.
It doesn't. It doesn't say
it Rappaport says, or Schefter? No, it says Schefter or Jordan. Rappaport or Jordan Schultz.
Oh.
My fault.
Well, in the meantime...